Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message, Lonely Hours, Lonely Days, addressing a subject that I believe all of us at some time in our life will go through, the sense of feeling alone, the sense of isolation. And we've been sharing several examples from the Word of God about the great heroes of the Bible and how they must have felt when they were facing some extreme challenges, Joshua, Isaac, and we're going to be looking at Daniel today. But, you know, also, sometimes we feel isolated from everybody. There may not be friends or support group around us or family, or we can be in the midst of people and still feel very alone because no one really understands our heart. Nobody understands really what we're going through. But so that's in the area of human relationships. But sometimes we can feel very alone when our prayers seemingly aren't answered. We might feel that God is a million miles away, and you search your heart, have you done anything to offend Him, but you just don't sense His presence like you have done at other times in your life. What does this mean? As I shared in previous broadcasts, Christ experienced that on the cross with all the suffering He had gone through. He actually cried out, why have you forsaken me, Father? He felt alone and separated from His Father. And so there are times we can feel separated and isolated from God. Now, if you've walked with the Lord at length of time, we know that is just our emotions. We know, according to Scripture, that's absolutely not true. God is with us. When we've accepted Jesus, He's never going to leave us, regardless of what we think or how we feel. He is with us. But when our prayers aren't answered, but for example, when they are, just remember how you felt when you were on top of the mountain, the joy when heaven seems open, that your prayers are answered the first time you ask. But what about the times when you walk and are doing all that you can, as far as you know, to be pleasing to God, and you wait in those lonely hours, and those lonely hours turn to lonely days, and sometimes weeks, and sometimes years, and sometimes even longer, when our prayers seemingly go unanswered. But we know from Scripture that delays do not always mean denial of our requests that we submit to the Lord in prayer, our prayer petitions. And when many of our prayers aren't answered, when the answer is delayed, we can't give up. That is so important, to know that God, in His wisdom, has heard the prayer. But because He loves us so much, so greatly, because of His wisdom, His understanding, He's outside of time. We're creatures of time, and He knows what is best for us. Now, there's a beautiful illustration in the book of Daniel, in chapter 10, of God's faithfulness, even though the answer to Daniel's prayers were delayed. And what an amazing, mighty man of God he was as a young man, taken to Babylon, served under various kings because he lived a long life. And let me just share some of the passage found in that 10th chapter. I'll read verses 2 to 13. I might skip over a few. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine into my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And verse 4, in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, I was by the side of a great river, And verse 5 said, "Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, which is a precious jewel, and his face has the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude." Doesn't that sound like the unveiled Christ in the book of Revelation that John saw? The same description, if you will. Verse 7 says, "And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon themselves." They were afraid, so they fled to hide themselves. "Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision, and they remained no strength in me for my comeliness, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep upon my face, and my face toward the ground." And in verse 10 it says, "He touched him, and he raised him up." Verse 11 says, "O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he spoke this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then he said, Fear not, Daniel, for the first," listen to this, "from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But," verse 13, "the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 121 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia." And so here we see the delay that Daniel had to his prayers was because of spiritual warfare in the spiritual realm, in the heavenlies. And sometimes we have to understand that there's warfare in the prayers, the answers to our prayers coming. So just think, I mean, Daniel, he was a man like us. He was a very godly man, a man beloved of the Lord. But it must have been a very confusing time to Daniel, a lot of lonely hours and sorrowful days, but he didn't give up. At this time, he was now an old man of 89 years. 73 years had passed by. That time was gone since he had departed from Judah, since he was carried off as a young man. And so 2 years had gone by since Cyrus had permitted a faithful remnant of Israel to return to Jerusalem. That was even prophesied in the scriptures. And Daniel had been praying for 3 weeks now before an answer came. And although he could have been puzzled and bewildered at this long delay, and he was fasting, remember, he continued to pray. This aged prophet continued on. He didn't get discouraged. And then a vision was given. A man appeared to him, one alike unto the Son of Man. Yes. And when we compare Daniel's description with John's description in the first chapter of Revelation, we can conclude that it was the Lord himself who appeared to Daniel. But Daniel was told that the enemy had hindered his prayers from being answered. But, and this is the thing we need to understand, this is God's word. It makes no difference. This was the great prophet Daniel, the godly man who God had revealed so much to. Nonetheless, the word was he had been heard at the very beginning. So you see, one of the things that can delay answers to our prayers is spiritual warfare. There may be situations that are occurring that we don't know about. Obviously, we're very limited in our understanding, but God has a reason for doing. I remember years ago, we had moved from our first location in Oakland, 41st and Telegraph. We were at another location in Oakland, and we were praying for God to open our own place for us that we could rent as a church facility. And we prayed and prayed, and it's just like nothing opened up. And then all of a sudden, we got word, and there was a place, a church in Hayward, that we did lease for a period of time. And the reason we couldn't have moved there before is because that current church who was there was building on their property, building a new sanctuary for them. And so that had to be completed before God moved us to that location, because we had printing presses at that time. We had the bottom sanctuary, where their former church was, the sanctuary. And then upstairs, we had our printing plant, we had our offices. And so God heard our prayer. He had a place for us in Hayward, but time had to pass for them to accomplish what needed to be accomplished before we could move. They had to move into their new wing where they had built their sanctuary. So sometimes it has nothing to do with, is God angry at you? Did you do something wrong that you're searching your heart? But no, God has a plan and a purpose, and He knows what's best. So we just have to rest and take confidence that He has our best interests at heart. And Father, let's just take a moment to pray as this broadcast comes to a close. Father, there are those who've been, they've really tried to be patient, Lord. They've prayed. Some have even fasted. They've done all that they've known to do. They praise You. They thank You. They worship You, Lord. But sometimes it seems there's no movement. There's no answer. And this is especially, Lord, distressing and frustrating, dealing with loved ones, dealing with family members, those that aren't serving the Lord. And so, Father, we're asking, or that have been backslid, Father, we thank You that You've heard our prayers, and corporately, jointly, we thank You, Lord, that the things we've asked of You in our personal, private time, those secret desires of our heart, the things that we want so much, we praise You, Lord, and we believe You that You've heard, and that in Your time, in perfect way, You're going to provide the answers to our prayers. Lord, we delight ourselves in You, and Your word promises if we delight ourselves in You, You will give us the desires of our heart, and we rest on that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, I love you, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to write, share specific prayer needs. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.